Muslims are turning to Jesus in large numbers. Rebel attacks in Burma create an unexpected mission field and Send International wonders if they're ready to take on the future. We've got the details on these stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's being called one of the greatest human rights tragedies of our time. I'm talking about radical Islam's attack on Christians. Despite the increasing persecution, more Muslims are looking to Jesus for truth. At least that's what Jim Bowman of Scriptures in Use is telling us.
We've been working especially hard over the last 15 years in Islamic Africa and Islamic India and South Asia. As a result, we're seeing something historic happening. We're seeing thousands and thousands coming to Christ.
SIU uses interactive oral storytelling techniques in Muslim outreach, helping them understand who Jesus is.
By the time they've heard these stories and they've had a chance to interact with those stories, they come to a new understanding about the person of Jesus Christ, who they call Isa.
Disillusionment of radical Islam is pushing Muslims to Christ. You can learn these techniques through SIU's free Bridges course. Follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, in Pakistan, the appeals court was supposed to consider Asha Bibi's case last week. However, according to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, one of the judges failed to show up, so the hearing was postponed. No new date's been set yet. Bibi is a Christian woman facing the death penalty for violating the country's blasphemy law. Despite the challenges this law poses, VCM notes that the church is still growing. Pray Christians in Pakistan will continue to be bold about their faith. This is Mission Network News. Constant attacks on Burma's ethnic people create an ongoing need for medical care. But that's where problems arise, says Steve Gumer of Partners Relief and Development.
In the ethnic states, medical care is not something that the central government is interested in establishing, because in those ethnic states, the government is either actively attacking the population or slowly demoralizing and trying to separate the groups from one another. And it's a situation that in just this past month has gotten much worse.
Partners gets to share the gospel as they care for refugees with their mobile medical clinics, but they need more doctors to help.
Any doctors out there that want a big adventure with a little extra risk involved and with a passion for people, I encourage you to contact us.
Elsewhere, if you had a huge job to tackle, you'd want the best tools to do it with, right? Send International's job is the Great Commission, but they're working with tools that are a half century old and don't work very well. So what would it take to be prepared for the future? A complete overhaul of their flagship training campus in Michigan. The price tag? Nearly $3.5 million. Check out the link to their master plan at our website. Then ask yourself, what price? The gospel. And what makes someone move from the States to Africa, then to Germany? The cost of living? The cuisine? How about God's plan? A missionary couple of Wycliffe Bible Translators USA reminds us we're not to lean on our own understanding. Jeff and Heather Pubel share the inner conflict when trusting God.
The hardest part about leaving there was leaving our community behind. So even though we've known and felt that God was moving us to a new place, it was very difficult for us to come to terms with.
That's why we have each other. Jeff explains.
I think prayer is always the biggest need. Without prayer, I don't think anything else falls into place. Prayer for funding, of course, but prayer that we can finish up our family responsibilities here, and also prayer that we'll fit in nicely in our new location.
On our website, discover how to lift them up during this transition. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Casting Crown's new CD called Thrive when you support Mission Network News.
It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift to get your copy of Casting Crown's CD, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Hiller.